Hi Bruce, thank you for joining us today. So can you tell me what this year's National Safety Symposium is about?
Of course, Amy. Most of us are aware by now of the huge financial challenges facing the country at the moment. And the public sector has huge number of changes and challenges happening within it. And this year we have decided to look at the austerity in public services and how you can manage health and safety on a much tighter and smaller budget. So the title of this year's conference is just about that. It's about cutting costs, not corners.
Brilliant. In your experience, how do you feel the public sector has changed in the past 12 months since the last symposium?
There's been a lot of changes, unfortunately, a lot more than most people would have liked. And the government, obviously, is coming under huge financial pressures, and those financial pressures are being transferred to public sector organisations. And public sector organisations have suffered a lot of budget drops.
Uh-huh.
And this means there's less money for staff and less money for equipment. And most local authorities have had to let staff go in the last year and have had to have reduced budgets for plant and equipment, which means that plant and machinery are being held for longer than they would have been kept in the past, which creates its own health and safety challenges. But most importantly, there are staff that have worked for many years in the public sector, have built up a lot of experience, and unfortunately they're being retired or leaving the system, and they're a huge loss to the public sector.
And what advice would you give health and safety professionals working within the sector who are faced with making cuts?
Well, most importantly, I would think that all professionals should maintain the standards that they've built up over the years, because a lot of effort has been put in and huge improvements have been made in many organisations throughout the country. And I would appeal to all professionals to maintain those standards and not to let any slippage come into the system. Now, that's obviously easier said than done. And I think that professionals need to kind of work a little bit smarter than they might have in the last couple of years. They may have to look at their teams of people and look at, have they got the right skills for the future? They're going to have to look at their plans and policies and seeing, are there any amendments there that they can make to make the resources go a little bit further? For example, are there business plans? Are they, can they be better aligned with the business plans of other departments so they could cooperate and collaborate on a greater basis than they have in the past? You know, which will help health and safety resources stretch further than they are at the moment.
There will be some talk at the actual symposium about whether you can actually provide good health and safety service within the public sector with less money and less budget. Do you think that that actually is true?
Yeah, certainly I believe that very definitely is true. I believe, first of all, that safety professionals need to take their share of the pain, that everybody and has to take cutbacks, and I believe that health and safety managers are no different than anybody else. We need to take our share of the pain, and we need to show others that we're good managers, we're good leaders. I think that we need to show that we're smart or adaptable and flexible people, and that we're able to stretch our resources and make sure that health and safety is not compromised and the standards are not diminished in organizations.